So it's not just a car. I said from the very beginning, this is not just a car. Yeah. It's something else as well.
Yes.
I introduced the world's first.
Are we going to have a drum roll or something?
I'd like one.
Come on. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay. Car. What? Hurry up.
I'm waiting for the drums.
It's coming. It just does this for like 2 minutes.
Does it?
I can do that.
No, oh, there we go.
Barbecue.
What? You spent $150,000 on a wordplay.
Barbecue.
On a pun.
Great, we own a pun.
Half car. Okay. Half car, half barbecue.
What do you mean half?
Half car, half barbecue, but in one, fully mobile.
But wait,
barbecue.
Hang on, is the barbecue have wheels on it? How is it half
it's
car?
It's a garage.
Half, but where is the barbecue?
It's in the boot.
What do you mean? But I can put a Weber in the boot and I can do that for like $49.95.
No. It's integrated. It's built in it. It's part of its genetic makeup now. It's been spliced with a barbecue. You open up the boot and out comes a cantilevered barbecue. The greatest barbecue you've seen. Not some ratty little hot plate thing. A full-blown barbecue comes out of the boot of a 1973 converted Ford Landau coupe with a 351 Cleveland in it, fully worked within an inch of its life, off its face, made to look like the car from Mad Max, The Pursuit Special. Yes!
Now tell me,
yes!
Won't the car explode? I mean, because it's a barbecue and a car.
No.
Why don't it just...
Built in a firewall. This is how you spend $150,000, by the way, Julian. Built in firewall. The barbecue comes out. It's a fully integrated system. It's all on hydraulics. It just comes straight out and boom, you start cooking. So you pull up. How many times are you driving somewhere and there's nowhere you can just have a barbecue because you don't have one? Oh, God, I'd love to have it. I could eat some steaks right now. Oh, really? Can you? Where? Oh, in the boot of my car!